Hello and welcome to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, where we'll be having the Chibolote Marines taking on the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters at Tokyo Dome this evening. For the visiting Chibolote Marines, the starting lineups are: leading off at shortstop is Nishioka. Nemoto bats second, playing second base. Fukuda bats third, playing first base. Ortiz will be hitting fourth as the designated hitter. Omatsu bats fifth in left field. Kobe is in right field, batting sixth. Hayakawa is in center field, batting seventh. Imae bats eighth, playing third base. And catcher Kanazawa will be batting ninth. On the mound for the Chibolote Marines is high school rookie Karakawa. For the home Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, returning to Tokyo Dome, will be Morimoto leading off, playing center field. Batting second is Kudo in left field. Tanaka bats third at second base. Inaba bats fourth in right field. Sledge is a designated hitter, batting fifth. Oda is playing first base, batting sixth. Yang will be at shortstop, batting seventh. Oyama is behind the plate, playing eighth, or batting eighth. And Miki will be at third base, batting ninth. On the mound for the Chibolote, or for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, is Glenn. We're just about a minute away from game time. Glenn finishes up his warm-up pitches. Or rather, is starting his warm-up pitches, it looks like. Ryan Glenn on the season has 1 win, 5 losses, and just a 3.19 ERA. He's been the victim of a lot of bad luck. He's been out for a little more than a week, just now returning. Now he's done with the warm-up pitches, and Nishioka stands in. Umpire calls play ball. Glenn into the windup, and the first pitch of the game, swung on and lifted to straightaway center. Morimoto going back, turns, backpedals a couple of steps, and makes the catch for out number one. So, one pitch, one out. As we get started at exactly 6 o'clock p.m. Japan Standard Time. That'll bring up second base, Nemoto. Glenn into the windup. The first offering to Nemoto on the inside part of the plate, called strike one. Nemoto batting 310, no home runs and 9 RBIs. The second offering misses down low, ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. Both of these lineups riddled with replacement players due to injuries. Second offering swung on, fouled off to the left side. Two strikes and a ball. For the Chibolote Marines, both of their main catchers are gone. Fourth offering misses inside, evening the count at 2-2. Both Satozaki and Hashimoto are now out with injuries. The fifth offering swung on and sliced up the middle. Base hit. That'll bring up first baseman Fukuda. Nimoto's hit sliced just to the left of the pitcher and second base. Fukuda batting 194, one home run and nine RBIs. Fukuda was struggling at the beginning of the season, was sent down to Nigun to work out his troubles. Takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. And in the last couple of weeks, Fukuda has been faring fairly well, 250 average. And the next offering misses outside. The runner goes. The throw to second. A one bounder, not in time. The ball goes into left field, but is soon recovered. A stolen base by Nimoto. Off of Oyama. The catcher. Fighters' usual catchers also seem to be out of action. The third offering misses outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count to Fukuda. The next offering just catches the outside corner, called strike two. That evens the count up at 2-2. The 2-2 offering swung on and poked the other way. And left fielder Kudo runs in and on the dead run makes the catch. Nimoto was quite a ways off of second base. He dashes back ahead of the throw into second base. So Fukuda almost a bloop single to left, but a nice run by Kudo records the out. So two away, runner at second base, and that brings up designated hitter Ortiz. The first offering to Ortiz misses low and away, ball one. The second offering, low and away, but swung on a miss. Strike one. 1-1 now the count. Jose Ortiz batting 258 on the season. Two home runs and seven RBIs. Third offering. Outside, swung on and missed again. Strike two. Glenn, one of those pitchers who just nibbles at the corners. Getting Ortiz swinging and missing two pitches just borderline outside. Ortiz also had a slow start. The next offering misses low and away, ball two. 2-2 now the count. Lynn. Sunset. 2-2 offering. Swung on and grounded foul past the third base coach. 2-2. Two down. Runner at second. Twos are wild here in the top of the first. Chivalote Marines, Nemoto with a one-out base hit, stole second base. Fukuda followed that with a pop-out to left. And now Ortiz takes ball three inside. Full count. Shobu pitch, swung on and grounded foul to the third base side toward the cameraman's box. So, full count again. The Shobu pitch misses low and away, ball four. So Jose Ortiz draws the base on balls, and that'll bring up left fielder Omatsu. Shoitsu Omatsu, batting .237 on the season. 5 home runs, 23 RBIs. Batting .313 over the last week. Left-handed batter facing the right-handed Lynn. Swings and fouls the first pitch off to the left side. Toward the third base dugout. Runners at first and second, two away. Omatsu at the plate. Second offering misses high and away. Ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. Glenn's third offering swung on and lifted to center field. Morimoto takes a step back, two steps forward, one step to the left, makes the catch, and throws the ball into the right field stands. So the Marines in the first inning get a couple of base runners, but come up empty. And at the end of half an inning, we have no score. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sending up Morimoto, Kudo, and Tanaka here in the bottom of the first inning, facing high school superstar Kadokawa. Kadokawa has thrown in two games so far. First on April 26th, second on May 3rd, winning both of them. Kadokawa into the windup, and his first pitch to Morimoto misses up high, ball one. Morimoto batting 270 on the season, no home runs and seven RBIs. The second offering misses up high, ball two. Kadokawa into the windup, and the next offering called strike one at the knees. Kadokawa wearing number 19 still isn't even that old. 18 years of age. The next offering swung on a high bounder to short, and Nishioka, once the ball comes down, fires to first and gets Morimoto by half a step. A good play by Nishioka. And that'll bring up left fielder Kudo. The first offering catches the outside corner. Strike one. Kudo batting 200. No home runs, three RBIs. The second offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side. So, Kadokawa with two quick strikes on Kudo. The next offering swung on and lifted to right center field. Kobe and Hayakawa both merging at the warning track, and it's Kobe making the catch in right center field. Kobe, the right fielder for the Marines. So two quick outs for Kadokawa. And that brings up second baseman Tanaka. The first offering catches the inside corner. Strike one. Kadokawa's second offering, a big swing and a miss, strike two. The third offering misses way up high, ball one, two strikes and a ball. Tanaka batting 314 on the season, six home runs and 21 RBIs. The next offering swung on and grounded to Nemoto at second base, who fields the ball and routinely throws to first for out number three. So the 18-year-old Kadokawa sets down the Fighters in order here in the first. And after one full of inning, we have no score. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Chibolote Marines in the top of the second inning, it'll be numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Kobe, Hayakawa, and Imae. And today is Bobby Valentine's 58th birthday. Chibolote Marines looking to give him a Shiroboshi Presento. Kobe batting 267, no home runs and 1 RBI. 4 for 15 on the season. Coming up with Sabato injured. The first offering to Kobe misses low and away, ball one. Second offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Tanaka fields the ball on a hop, throws to first in time, one away. That will bring up center fielder Hayakawa. Hayakawa batting 239 on the season, no home runs and 8 RBIs. Takes first pitch for a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Good pitch by Glenn. The next offering misses down low. Ball one. One and one the count. The next offering swung on and lifted deep to right field. Haita! Home run! No doubt about that one. Hayakawa got it all. Hayakawa quick around the bases. Crosses home plate. And the Chibolote Marines take a 1-0 lead. Glenn, despite the 1-win, 5-loss showing, first pitch to Imae, swung on, and he splinters his bat, fouling it off to the right side. Despite the 1-win, 5-loss start, actually has 4 quality starts under his belt this season. Well, make that 5. And 4 of those have been for loss. The next offering to Imae misses just inside. Ball one. Imae batting 293 on the season. 2 home runs, 9 RBIs. The next offering swung on, fouled off to the right side. 2 strikes and a ball to Imae. The next offering, and Imae loses his bat, fouling it off to the third base coach. The pitch was outside, Imae reaching for it, can't keep a hold of his bat. The next offering, outside but swung on a miss, strike three. So two down, and that'll bring up catcher Kanazawa. Kanazawa swings and fouls the first pitch back off the catcher. Strike one. This only Kanazawa's third game of the season, having just been called up, batting 250. Takes the second offering on the outside corner, called strike two. Kanazawa is 2-for-8 for a 250 average, and has struck out four times. Takes the next offering inside. Two strikes and a ball. Two away here in the top of the second inning. Nobody on, but Hayakawa hit a one-out solo home run to right. Next offering misses outside, ball two. Two and two, two down here in the top of the second. And the next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. So Glenn strikes out two of the three batters, or two of the four batters he faces here in the second inning, but gives up a deep home run to right to Hayakawa, putting the Chibolote Marines up by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome, where the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters are hosting the Chibolote Marines. The Chibolote Marines in the top of the second take a 1-0 lead off the bat of Hayakawa, who hit a solo home run to right. For the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, they'll be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Inaba, Sledge, and Oda. Inaba digs in, batting 288, 5 home runs, and 26 RBIs on the season. Katakawa's first offering drops in there, and Inaba swings and fouls it off to the left side. Strike one. Inaba decided to swing a little late, as that ball was a slow dropping curveball, which went right through the middle of the plate, so Inaba swung, fouling it off, and the second offering misses outside, ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. And the third offering misses high and outside, ball two. One strike, two balls. Katakawa into the windup, and next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. 2-2. I'd like to remind you, you can contact me during the game via Skype. My handle is ProYakuLive, all one word. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded to the right side, but foul! As Fukuda dives for the ball, and it gets past him. Good thing for the Marines. If you do decide to contact me via Skype during the game, please do so via the chat first. And if you'd like to say a word to the fans, you're free to do so. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded to the right side, but right to Nemoto, dashing in on the ball. He fields the ball, throws first in, plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up designated hitter, Sledge. Sledge batting 241, 6 home runs and 22 RBIs. Stands in and takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. The second offering just misses outside, almost to the same place. 1-1, one away, nobody on here in the bottom of the second inning. Chivalote Marines leading by a score of 1-0. The third offering, curveball in there for a called strike two. Two strikes and a ball to Sledge. The fourth offering, swung on a miss, strike three. And that's strikeout number one for Karakawa. Oh, that's a hard one to say. Karakawa. That'll bring up first baseman Oda. The first offering catches the outside corner. Strike one. The second offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Fukuda fields it on two hops and takes it to the bag himself for the third out of the inning. So, six up, six down for Karakawa. And after two complete, the Chivalote Marines lead this one by a score of 1-0.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Chibolote Marines in the third inning will be sending up the top of the order in Nishioka, Nemoto, and Fukuda. Glenn's first offering is over the outside corner called Strike One. The second offering, that one's over the inside part of the plate. Good pitch by Glenn at the knees. So Glenn ahead in the count with two quick strikes on Nishioka. The Marines' leadoff hitter. The third offering just misses outside, ball one. The fourth offering called, strike three. A nice pitch by Glenn over the outside part of the plate. Catcher had set up a little farther outside. Glenn coming over the plate with the third offering. Gets Nishioka looking. That'll bring up second baseman Nemoto. Nemoto singled up the middle his first at bat. Takes first pitch for a called strike one on the outside corner. The second offering misses just outside, ball one. Glenn, a corner nibbler. The next offering swung on and grounded back to him on one hop. Glenn fields the ball, throws to first in plenty of time for out number two. And that'll bring up first baseman Fukuda. In other games, the Tohokuduktan Golden Eagles score one in the bottom of the first inning against Oryx, taking a 1-0 lead, that after 1.5. The first pitch to Fukuda misses down low, ball one. The second offering called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Lotte's lineup stacked with left-handed batters against the right-handed Glenn. The third offering misses down low, ball two. One strike, two balls. The fourth offering misses outside, ball three. One strike, three balls. The count to Fukuda. Seibun SoftBank in Miyazaki, 0-0 after 2. The next offering, Fukuda sticks the bat out and hits it the other way through the infield into left field, base hit. So the Chibolote Marines get a one-out base runner here in the third inning. And that'll bring up number 4, designated hitter Jose Ortiz. Over in the Central League, Yakult hosting Chunichi at Jingu Kyujo. Chunichi fails to score in the top of the first. Giants in Yokohama in Nagano. Giants score one in the first. Ortiz singles up the middle. Base hit on the first pitch. That puts runners at first and second with two away. Ortiz hitting the ball past a diving Yang at short. Kaneko injured. That brings up Omatsu with runners at first and second and two away. The left-handed left fielder takes first pitch, low and away, ball one. The Giants lead the Bay Stars 1-0 in Nagano after two complete. The second offering to Omatsu misses low and away. Ball two. No strikes. Two balls. Hiroshima has scored two in Toyama in the bottom of the second inning to lead the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 2-0. Still batting in the second. The next offering by Glenn misses outside. Ball three. No strikes. Three balls. To the Marines' number five batter, Omatsu. Glenn comes set. The fourth offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Glenn looks in for a sign, has it? Come set. The fifth offering swung on and fouled back. Catcher Oyama gives chase and in front of the back screen makes the catch. So Omatsu fouls out to end the threat here in the third inning. And after 2.5, the Chibolote Marines hold on to a 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters in the third inning will be sending up numbers 7, 8, and 9 batters. Yang, Oyama, and Miki. Facing super rookie Karakawa. The 18-year-old, just out of high school, has set down the first six fighters in order. Yang, batting 185, that's 10 for 54, stands in. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. The second offering just misses up high. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Tarakawa's third offering. I have no idea where that missed. That was a good pitch, but called ball two. The next offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Strike two. Two strikes, two balls to count to Yang. The 2-2 offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Fukuda fields the slow grounder and takes it to the bag himself for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Oyama. Kaneko has had recurring groin problems or leg muscle problems, sending him up and down between the farm, and right now he's down on the farm recuperating again, and the Fighters missed their regular shortstop, I'm sure. Oyama comes up and takes first pitch up high for ball one. The second offering misses down low on the outside part of the plate. No strikes, two balls. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. One strike, two balls, now the count. Oyama, just in his ninth game of the season, takes the next pitch inside, ball three, one strike, three balls, batting 167, just 2-for-12. The next offering swung on and fouled back over the backstop. That brings the count full. The first full count pitch for Katakawa. First time he's gone as many as three balls to a batter this game. He's got one strikeout so far. The next offering, swung on a miss, strike two! Or strikeout number two. Sorry about that. And Oyama swung after that ball was in Kanazawa's glove. Did not have the timing at all. That'll bring up third baseman Miki. Miki, acquired from the Tokyo Yakult Swallows this offseason, takes first pitch on the outside corner, called strike one. The second offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. So two quick strikes on Hajime Miki. This his 13th season. And his fifth game this season with the Fighters. Takes the third offering, high and away, ball one. Two strikes and a ball. The next offering swung on, fouled off to the left side and out of play. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Two down, nobody on here in the bottom of the third inning. The fifth offering, swung on a miss, strike three! So that's nine up, nine down for Katakawa. And after three complete, the Chivalote Marines continue to hold on to their 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fourth inning, where the Chivalote Marines will be sending up Kobe, Hayakawa, and Imae, numbers 6 through 8 batters. Glenn so far has faced 14 batters, allowed 4 hits, 1 run, it being on a home run. And he has walked one while striking out 3. The first offering to Kobe called strike 1 on the inside corner. Kobe 4 for 16, a 250 average. Swings and fouls the next one away off to the left side. So 2 quick strikes on Kobe. Glenn shakes off a sign, shakes off another one, and starts his windup. The next offering misses inside, just missing Kobe, backing out of the way of it. 2 strikes and a ball. The fourth offering, swing on a miss, strike 3. That's strikeout number 4. For Glenn, and we'll bring up center fielder Hayakawa. Hayakawa with a solo home run in the second inning. That home run being the difference in the game, as the Chivalote Marines lead this one by a score of 1-0. First offering in there for a called strike 1. Hayakawa now batting 244 with 1 home run and 9 RBIs. That 1 home run coming in the second inning. And Hayakawa takes the next pitch at the knees for a called strike 2. Lin into the windup and the pitch misses inside. Hayakawa backing out of the way of that one. 2 strikes and a ball. Glenn's fourth offering in the dirt. 2-2. Up the 2-2 offering, swung on and fouled back to the catcher. So we'll do it again. Lote so far, 1 run on 4 hits, no errors, and 4 left on base. The sixth offering in the dirt, full count. Hayakawa This is the second full count for Glenn. And the next offering swung on and grounded easily to Tanaka at second base. Tanaka up with the ball, throws to Oda at first in plenty of time. Two away. That'll bring up third baseman Imae. Glenn into the windup, and the first offering misses low and away, ball one. Imae struck out swinging his first at bat. Swings and misses on the next outside pitch. 1-1. The third offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. Two strikes and a ball. Imae liking those outside pitches. The fourth offering inside, and Imae spins out of the way of that one. 2-2, two down, nobody on. Here in the top of the fourth inning, Chibolote leading by a score of 1-0. And Imae calls time and steps out of the batter's box. Glenn shakes off a sign, has it, and the next offering swung on and a comebacker. Glenn gets out of the way of that one as the ball heads past second base and into center field. Base hit. That's Lotte's fifth hit of the evening. And we'll bring up catcher Kanazawa. Kanazawa struck out swinging his first at bat. Now batting 2 for 9, 222 average, with no home runs and 2 RBIs. The first offering misses high and away. Ball 1. The second offering just missed outside. No strikes, 2 balls. Glenn's third offering misses high and away. Ball 3, no strikes. 3 balls to the number 9 batter, catcher Kanazawa. The next offering and swinging on a no strike 3 ball count, fouling the pitch back and out of play. It looks like Bobby approved of that green light there. The next offering swung on a miss, strike 2. So the count goes full to Kanazawa. Imae to be off on the pitch. Glenn comes set. And the Shoba pitch swung on and fouled back and over the back screen, out of play. Lin looks in. Has his sign. Come set. Shoba pitch. Misses down low. Over the outside corner. Called ball four. So it's a base on balls to the number nine batter. Putting runners at first and second with two away. And we're back to the top of the order in Nishioka. Nishioka has flown out to center and struck out looking, batting 312, three home runs. Takes first pitch in the dirt. Ball one. The second offering misses outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. Runners at first and second. Two away here in the top of the fourth inning. Chibolote Marines leading by a score of 1-0. The one run on Hayakawa's second inning solo home run. Third offering. Misses just outside. Ball three. No strikes, three balls. Glenn trying to nibble at the corners. The next offering, ball four, walks Nishioka on four pitches. And that loads the bases, sending Yoshi, pitching coach, out to have a word with Glenn. Yoshi is done with his talk, heads back to the first base dugout. And that brings up second baseman Nemoto. Nemoto has a single to center and has grounded out back to Glenn. The first offering in the dirt. Ball one. Nemoto now batting 315. The second offering, a curveball, misses low and inside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. Glenn suddenly having a hard time hitting the strike zone. The next offering, curveball misses inside. Ball three. No strikes, Three balls. Glenn got the first two outs real quick. Then a single and two walks. And the fourth offering misses high and away, nowhere close. And that's the third base on balls in a row, walking in the Marines' second run. So with the bases still loaded and two away, that brings up first baseman Fukuda, batting 203, one home run and nine RBIs. The first offering by Glenn catches the outside corner, strike one. Glenn comes set. The second offering misses outside. One and one now the count. The third offering misses outside. Ball two. Glenn having a hard time finding the corners. One strike, two balls, two away. The bases are loaded. First baseman Fukuda, Marines number three batter at the plate. The fourth offering swung on and lined to the left field. Base hit. One run in. The second runner comes in, and the throw is not in time. A two RBI single to left by Fukuda. And the Chibolote Marines take a 4-0 lead. No quality start for Glenn here. Although he's lost a number of them. Runners at first and second. And the batter will be Jose Ortiz, batting 264, two home runs and seven RBIs. Takes first pitch for ball one. The second offering swung on and fouled back and out of play. One and one now the count. The next offering catches the outside corner. Called strike two. Fourth offering misses low and away, evening the count up at 2-2. 2-2, two down, two on. And three runners in so far this inning. Lota taking a 4-0 lead in the fourth. Next offering swung on and lined into the left center field gap. Nobody's going to get that one. Morimoto fields the ball in the warning track. As it comes back, one run in, two runs in, and Ortiz has a two RBI double to the left center field gap. Glenn came in down the middle, and Ortiz made him pay. Scoring Fukuda all the way from first, Nemoto from second. And we're going to have a pitching change. Glenn throws to 95 pitches through 3 2/3 innings, giving up 6 runs so far. The runner at second base is his. And all of this has happened with 2 outs here in the 4th inning. Glenn allowed 7 hits, one of them a home run, walked 4, struck out 4, threw 22 batters faced. And while we have a pitching change, we'll take a short break. We're here in the top of the 4th inning, Chibolote Marines leading by a score of 6-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The new pitcher is Miyamoto. He's appeared in 2 games so far. No wins, no losses, no saves. 6.75 ERA. He'll be facing number 5 batter, Omatsu. And the left-hander's first offering misses outside. Ball one. Seems to me Lotte's lineup is everybody but 2 being left-handed batters. The next offering just catches the corner. Called strike one. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. 2 strikes and a ball. The last time Miyamoto faced Lotte was on May 1st, where he only pitched 1/3 of an inning, giving up 1 earned run. Next offering swung on, fouled back. Count remains 2 strikes and a ball. The next offering swung on and fouled back and out of play. count remains, two strikes and a ball. Offering misses down low and away. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls, two out, runner at second. Twos are wild here at Tokyo Dome. Chibolote Marines up by a score of 6-0. The seventh offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. The eighth offering swung on and fouled off at the plate. Omatsu making Miyamoto work. Two, two count. And the ninth offering swung on and fouled back. Catcher Oyama gives chase, coming toward the first base dugout and near the on-deck circle, makes the catch for out number three. So that's the second time Omatsu fouls out to Oyama, and the second time retiring the side. Well, third time retiring the side. So, for the Chibolote Marines, here in the fourth inning, they get five runs on three hits. There were no errors, and they strand one. At the end of 3.5 now, the Chibolote Marines take a commanding 6-0 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sending up the top of their order in Miyamoto, Kudo, and Tanaka. Looking to get something going on their second time around the order, as they have yet to get a base runner this game. Miyamoto batting 269, no home runs and 7 RBIs, leads it off. Kurakawa's first offering misses outside, ball one. Kurakawa has thrown 40 pitches so far to 9 batters. Second offering in there for a called strike one. On the inside part of the plate. 1-1 the count. The next offering swung on, fouled back and out of play. Two strikes and a ball to Hichori. The fourth offering, Miyamoto reaches out and fouls the ball off to the right side. The next offering misses down low. Ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. The 2-2 offering, and it splits Morimoto's bat in half as he grounds it to short. Nishioka up with the ball, throws across the diamond in plenty of time. Four out number one. So a broken bat ground out by Miyamoto, and that'll bring up left fielder Kudo. Left-handed batter facing the right-handed Katakawa. Katakawa's first offering misses low and away. Ball one. Kudo batting 197. The second offering swung on and fouled off to the left side past the third base coach. 1-1, now the count. The 1-1 offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and fouled back. Catcher Kanazawa unable to hold on to it. Count remains two strikes and a ball. The fifth offering inside swung on and fouled off up the first baseline. So after one ball to Kudo, it's been four straight strikes, all of them foul balls. The sixth offering swung on and missed, strike three. And that's strikeout number four for Katakawa. Next up, second baseman Tanaka. Tanaka grounded out to second, his first at bat. Left-handed batter stands in against the right-handed Katakawa. Katakawa's first offering swung on a miss. Strike one. Tanaka batting 312, 6 home runs and 21 RBIs. Very productive for the Fighters. The next offering, though, is grounded directly to Nemoto, who fields the ball and throws to first for the out. So for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, it's been 12 up, 12 down so far this game. And after four complete, the Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 6-0. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome, Tokyo Dome! where the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters are hosting the Chibolote Marines. Here in the top of the fifth inning, the Chibolote Marines will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, just like they did in the second and fourth innings. Kobe, Hayakawa, and Imae. Kobe 0 for 2 so far tonight, grounded out to second and struck out swinging. Miyamoto, the second pitcher of record for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, is on the mound. The left-handed Miyamoto's first offering is swung on and fouled off the umpire's mask. Ouch. Batting 235, no home runs and one RBI. That's 4 for 17. As Kobe has seen limited action. Takes second offering up high for ball one. One strike, one ball. The third offering misses up high. One strike, two balls, now the count. Miyamoto with a good fast pace. Keep this game moving along. The fourth offering in the dirt. One strike, three balls. We're an hour and 25 minutes into this one. In the fifth inning, the next offering swung on and on the second bound, second baseman Tanaka fields the ball, throws to first in time, one away. That'll bring up center fielder Hayakawa. Hayakawa, a solo home run in the second inning, followed by a ground out to second in the fourth. Batting 243. That was his first home run of the season. Takes the next pitch low and inside, or first pitch low and inside. Ball one. The second offering misses way up high. No strikes, two balls. The third offering swung on and hit deep to left field. Left fielder Kudo goes back and camps just at the edge of the warning track, where he makes the catch for out number two. Hayakawa, after hitting a home run deep to right field, his first at bat, just gets it to the warning track in left here in the fifth. That brings up Imaya, batting 297, two home runs and nine RBIs. Swings and grounds the first pitch to second base. Second baseman Tanaka fields the ball, throws to first in time, and the Marines are out in order for the first time this game. After four and a half now, Chibolote Marines continue to enjoy a 6-0 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Inaba, Sledge, and Oda, to face the 18-year-old wonder, Kadokawa. Inaba batting 287, 5 home runs, and 26 RBIs. Takes the first pitch on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Inaba, one of several former Yakult Swallows on the Fighters. Takes the second offering in the dirt, ball one. 1-1 now the count. The third offering by Kadokawa, swung on and lifted deep to right field. Right fielder Kobe goes back, looks up, Haita! Home run! The first hit by the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters is a home run to right field by Inaba to lead off the fifth inning. That puts the Fighters on the scoreboard. They now trail 6-1. Inaba got all of that one, hitting the ball deep into the Fighters fans in right. That brings up Sledge. Sledge takes first pitch over for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. One strike, one ball, the count. Sledge struck out swinging his first at bat. Batting 239. The second offering misses high and away. Ball two. Third offering misses low and in, or fourth offering rather, low and in. Ball two. Oh, okay. Ball two. 2-2 now the count. The fifth offering fouled off to the left side. Count remains 2-2. Two offering again. Swung on and lifted to left field, where Omatsu running towards center and the warning track tracks the ball down for out number one. That'll bring up number six batter, Oda, Fighters first baseman. Oda grounded out to first, his first at bat. The first offering misses low and away, ball one. Oda batting 368 in limited at bats. Second offering misses down low. Ball two. The next offering misses low and inside. Ball three. No strikes. Three balls. Fourth offering down the middle. Called strike one. Down 6-1. Oda taking all the way. Next offering swung on, fell back and out of play over the backstop. And the count goes full. This the second full count for Katakawa. And the windup. And the pitch. Called strike three at the knees. Oda thought it was low. Was heading to first base. And that's strikeout number five for Katakawa. He's thrown 68 pitches so far. And next up is Yo. Who I have his name written as Yang. Swings and fouls the first pitch off to the right side. Strike one. So I'll need to be editing my database this evening, fixing his name. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike two. Yo batting 182, 10 for 55, but with two home runs and two RBIs in that limited action. Taking the place of Kaneko at short while he's out with leg problems. Katakawa into the windup. And the third offering just misses outside. Ball one. Two strike, one ball pitch. Again, just misses outside. Katakawa trying to nibble at the corners, as Glenn had tried to do. But it didn't work for Glenn. Two and two, two down, nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. So we'll do it again. Yo at the plate for the Fighters. And the next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the backstop. Not out of play. Hit the screen. So two and two again. The 2-2 offering swung on and missed. Ball in the dirt. And Katakawa strikes out Yo to retire the side. That's two strikeouts this inning for Katakawa. Five on the night. Six on the night, rather. And for the Fighters, Inaba hits a leadoff solo home run to break the perfect game up. But other than that solo home run, it's been nothing for the Fighters. And after five complete, the Fighters continue to trail this one now by a score of 6-1.
監督原辰徳。
Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines in the sixth inning will be sending up numbers 9, 1, and 2 batters, Kanazawa, Nishioka, and Nemoto. The Chibolote Marines leading this one by a score of 6-1. A quick recap of the scoring. Marines struck first with a solo home run by Hayakawa with one out in the second inning. Then with two down in the fourth, the Marines added five. A single to center by Imae. Then three consecutive base on balls by Glenn to Nakazawa, Nishioka, and Nemoto. Fukuda then drove in two with a single left, and Ortiz doubled in two more to take a 6-0 lead. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters got their first hit of the game in the bottom of the fifth, a solo home run to right by Inaba. Kanazawa leads off, taking the first two pitches, four balls. No strike, two balls, the count to Kanazawa. The third offering is swung on and fouled past the first base coach. One strike, two balls. On the mound for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters is Miyamoto, who's been in there since two down in the fourth, getting the final out. The next offering swung on and hit through the right side into right field. Base hit. And that ball is going in between the outfielders, going all the way to the fence. And Kanazawa cruises into second base with a leadoff double. That'll bring up shortstop Nishioka, the top of the Marines order. Kanazawa with very limited playing time. Now up as both Miyazaki and Hashimoto are injured. Nishioka batting right now against the left-handed pitcher. Takes first pitch, low and inside, ball one. Pitcher, Valentine Kontoku getting the attention of the batter as he sends out signs to the third base coach. Valentine Kontoku looking a little upset that nobody was paying attention to him. So is something on? Nishioka swings and lifts the next offering to left field. Kudo comes in, camps under the ball, and makes the catch for out number one. I don't think that was the play Bobby had in mind on his 58th birthday. Nonetheless, that brings up Nemoto, batting 315, no home runs and 9 RBIs. The first offering to Nemoto, in there for a called strike one. Miyamoto steps off the rubber, sending Kanazawa walking back to the second base bag. One away, runner at second base. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Marines leading by a score of 6-1. The second offering to Nemoto, called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Two strikes, no balls to count to the Marines second baseman. Knocked in, holds on to a 1-0 lead after 5.5 at Fukushima, where they host the Oryx Buffaloes. The next offering, a one bounder, blocked by Oyama, who chases the ball down between home plate and the pitcher. Nemoto stands in. The fourth offering, swung on and grounded foul past the first base coach. SoftBank at Cebu and Miyazaki. Cebu got off to a 2-0 lead after 4. But SoftBank has tied it up in the bottom of the fifth inning. And after 5 complete, they're tied up at 2-2. The fifth offering to Nemoto, fouled off to the right side. Count remains, 2 strikes and a ball. At Jingu, Chunichi started off the scoring, putting one on the board in the fourth inning, but Yakult immediately answered with 2 and are still batting in the bottom of the fourth. The sixth offering to Nemoto misses low and away, ball 2. That evens the count up at 2-2. Next offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. 2-2 remains the count. The Giants had increased their lead to 3-0 in the fourth inning at Nagano against the Yokohama Bay Stars, but the Bay Stars in the bottom of the seventh have scored 2 and are still batting. Nemoto swings and misses on a pitch in the dirt. Strikeout. Or a pitch down low. Strikeout. So that's 2 away. Runner still at second base. And that'll bring up first baseman Fukuda. Fukuda is 2-for-3 so far tonight. with two RBIs and a run scored. Batting 213, one home run and 11 RBIs on the season. The first offering misses low and away. Ball one. At Toyama, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp has increased their lead over the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 5-0 after 5.5. Next pitch swung on a miss. Strike one. 1-1 now the count to Fukuda. The third offering, high and tight. Fukuda backs out of the way of that one. Leans out of the way of that one. Fourth offering to Fukuda, misses low on the outside part of the plate. One strike, three balls. Miyamoto did such a good job throwing strikes to Nemoto. Now having troubles getting the ball over the plate to Fukuda. The fifth offering misses down low. Ball four. And bases on balls really hurt Glenn before Miyamoto. That puts runners at first and second with two away. And Yoshi on the phone to the bullpen and the fighters dugout to make sure somebody's up. Yoshi, pitching coach. That brings up Ortiz. Ortiz, 2-for-2 and a walk. Drove in two runs with a double. The left center is last at bat. Takes first pitch low and away. Ball one. The next offering called strike one over the outside part of the plate. 1-1 the count to Ortiz. The next offering misses inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Chibolote Marines leading this one by a score of 6-1. Glenn being knocked out in the fourth. The next offering, a high hopper to third base. Third baseman Mickey gets a glove on it. The ball drops under his glove. He picks the ball up, throws to second. Not in time. Everybody's safe. And I think they're going to call that an error on the third baseman. That's what I'm calling it anyway. So the bases are loaded for left fielder Omatsu. Omatsu 0-for-4, or 0-for-3, rather. This is his fourth at bat. He's flown out to center and fouled out to the catcher twice. Batting 231, 5 home runs and 23 RBIs. Takes first pitch over the inside part of the plate. Nice pitch for a called strike one. With runners in scoring position, batting 357. Takes the second offering outside, evening the count up at 1-1. Lotte with the bases loaded. Two away in the top of the sixth inning. Next offering, a big swing and a miss on a low pitch. Strike two. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. The fifth offering swung on and fouled off to the left side again. Two strikes and a ball. It remains. And another foul ball. Omatsu really battling. He made Miyamoto throw 9 pitches to him when Miyamoto first came into the game in the fourth inning before fouling out to the catcher. Next offering, swung on and grounded. The ball hits first base, bounces over the first baseman's Oda's glove and goes into right field. One run in, two runs in, and a lucky base hit off the first base bag going into right field, scoring two more for the Chibolote Marines. And Omatsu getting a double out of that. So with runners at second and third and two away, that brings up Kobe, who takes first pitch outside. Ball one, batting 222 now. 0 for 3 tonight. The second offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. One and one the count. The 1-1 offering swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Two strikes and a ball. Miyamoto throwing strikes. The Marines fouling them off until they can finally get one into play. The next offering called, strike three. A beautiful pitch down the middle. So that ends the inning, but not before the Chibolote Marines add two more. And after 5.5, Chibolote Marines take an 8-1 lead.
ライト姫田背番号2。
Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Fighters send up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters. Oyama, Miki, and Morimoto. Oyama swinging at the first pitch, grounding it to Imaya third. Imaya throws across the diamond. One pitch, one out. And that brings up pitch hitter Inaba for third baseman Miki. Inaba is a pinch hitter, batting 118, 4 for 34, no home runs and 1 RBI. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. The second offering, strike two on the outside part of the plate. The 18-year-old Katakawa just throwing strikes and mowing down the Fighters. Next offering, swung on, grounded to the right side. Fukuda fields the ball to his right, runs to the bag himself, and that's out number two. That brings us back to the top of the order in Morimoto, Fighters center fielder. Grounded out to short twice, batting 267, no home runs and 7 RBIs. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. The second offering just misses outside. Very good pitch for Katakawa. Katakawa into the windup. The third offering swung on and grounded foul up the third base side. Two strikes and a ball. The next offering called strike three. And the Fighters are down in order for the fifth time in six innings. The only Fighter to reach base was Inaba, who hit a home run to right field. Otherwise, Katakawa has been perfect. Amazing rookie. Nonetheless, after six complete now, Chibolote Marines hold on to an 8-1 lead. Bye. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're 2 hours and 5 minutes into this one, going to the top of the seventh inning. The Chibolote Marines leading this one by a score of 8-1. The one Nippon Ham run coming on Inaba's solo home run. Other than that, not a single fighter has reached base. Coming in to pitch is Sakamoto. 1 win, 1 loss, 5.79 ERA in 9 appearances. He'll face the bottom of the Marines order in Hayakawa, Imae, and Kanazawa. A first offering to Hayakawa. Swung on, fouled off to the left side. Strike one. Hayakawa got the scoring started back in the second inning with a solo home run to right. Deep into the Fighters fans. The second offering swung on and again fouled off to the left side. So two quick strikes on Hayakawa. Sakamoto's third offering swung on and grounded over Sakamoto's head. Shortstop Yo fields the ball in front of second base, throws to first, not in time. Hayakawa beats it out. A high bounder. Oh, actually, Yo didn't even bother throwing. He held on to the ball. So an infield base hit by Hayakawa. That'll bring up third baseman Imae. Imae 1-for-2 so far tonight, batting .294, 2 home runs and 9 RBIs. Takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. With two down in the fourth inning, Imae singled up the middle and started a 5-run rally. Of course, Glenn had a great deal to do with that, walking the next 3 batters. The second offering swung on a miss, strike two. Ibata stays in at third base after pinch hitting for Mickey. The third offering misses way outside. Oyama lunging for the ball to keep it from going to the backstop. Nobody out, runner on first base, top of the seventh inning. The next offering swung on a miss, strike three. Imae swinging a little late on that outside pitch. So that's Sakamoto's first strikeout of the night. And that'll bring up number 9 batter, catcher Kanazawa. Kanazawa drew a base on balls in between striking out and hitting a double. Scored twice. Swings at the first pitch, lifting it to the left side. Third baseman Ibata gives chase, and just in front of the excite seats, makes the catch, blocking a fan. A fan kind of interfered with him, it looks like. as both he and a fan were going for the ball. Nonetheless, Ibata, one out. For out number two. That brings us to the top of the order in Nishioka. Batting 310. 1-for-4 so far tonight. Takes first pitch, high and away. Ball one. Nishioka has flown out to center, struck out looking. Drawn a base on balls to come around and score. That in the fourth inning. And has flown out to left. So that's 0-for-3. Next offering, swung on and fouled off to the left side. One and one now the count. Having those fans in the excite seats going after that ball reminds me that fan interference in a game earlier last week. Next pitch misses outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Has brought the 12 teams together to write a document encouraging the fans to not interfere with the ball. I guess these fans didn't get that memo. Next offering misses down low. Ball three. One strike, three balls to count to number one batter, Nishioka. Runner at first base, two down. The fifth offering swung on. Fouled off to the left side. Ibata gives chase again, but this one goes over the fence and into the stands. Those of you not familiar with Tokyo Dome, the Excite seats are seats located at field level without any netting in front of them. Most of the stands have a netting or a fence to protect people in the stands from foul balls. Sixth offering, fouled off to the left side. Count remains full. Sakamoto, third pitcher of record on the mound for the Fighters. As Marines lead this one 8-1 in the top of the seventh inning. Next offering swung on and grounded to the right side, but right to Oda, who fields the ball and carries it to the first base bag himself for out number three. So the Marines here in the seventh inning get a leadoff base runner, but come up empty. After 6.5, the Marines hold on to an 8-1 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. While the Fighters or while the Marines are starting through their fifth turn through the order, the fighters are on their third, sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Kudo, Tanaka, and Inaba. Marine 18-year-old high school graduate Katakawa on the mound has been one short of perfect. That one being a home run by Inaba. First offering to Kudo in there for a called strike one. Second offering swung on and fouled off toward the first base dugout. Two quick strikes on Kudo. Kudo so far tonight has flown out to right and struck out swinging. One of seven strikeout victims. Third offering, and Katakawa goes after him. Kudo fouling it off to the left side. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. The fourth offering misses way outside. Ball one. The next offering swung on, fouled off to the left side again. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. The sixth offering swung on and fouled back. And Kudo making Katakawa work here in the seventh. Katakawa shakes off a couple of signs before getting the one he wants. The seventh offering, a curveball, and Kudo just swinging at the last second fouls it off up the first base side. The Oryx Buffaloes score three in the top of the seventh inning, still batting, and take a 3-1 lead over the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles at Fukushima. Next offering swung on a missed, dug out of the dirt by Kanazawa, who touches Kudo with the ball on his way back to the first base dugout. So that's strikeout number 8 by Katakawa, and that'll bring up second baseman Tanaka. Tanaka's ground out it to his namesake twice. His namesake, his position. First pitch, swung on a miss, strike one. Batting 310, 6 home runs and 21 RBIs. Tanaka swings and fouls the next pitch off to the left side. And out of play. Two quick strikes on Tanaka. As Katakawa just throws strikes. Next offering, swung on, fouled off to the left side again. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. That's 11 strikes and one ball thrown so far this inning. Next offering misses high and away. Ball one. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks score one in the sixth to take a 3-2 lead over the Saitama Seibu Lions. Next offering, one bounder swung on and missed. Tanaka takes off for first. And the throw to first is in time to get him. So that's strikeout number 9 for Katakawa. And two-way here in the bottom of the 7th. Fighters lucky 7. And that brings up Inaba. Inaba batting 291, 6 home runs, 27 RBIs. That 6 home run coming this game. And he swings at the first pitch, lifting it to right field. That one's not going over the fence, but it's going to it. And Inaba has a stand-up double off the wall in right. So Inaba, 2 for 3, the only fighter to reach base this game. And he's done so twice. So with Inaba at second base, that brings up designated hitter Sledge. Sledge has struck out swinging and flown out to left. Or lined out to left. And he swings at the first pitch, grounding it up the middle. The ball is off of shortstop Nishioka. The ball bounced off of Nishioka and went into a shallow left field. Inaba rounded third. He scored. A bad hop to Nishioka, who had him played perfectly. He was shading toward second base. The ball seemed to hit right at the edge of the dirt and the turf at the second base area there. And hopped up. It looks like the ball hit off of Nishioka's ear, his right ear, and deflected into shallow left field. So that's a base hit. And RBI for Sledge. And that brings up a pinch hitter who takes first pitch for strike one. And pinch hitter is Takahashi, I think, and he takes the ball deep to center field, but not deep enough, as Hayakawa on the warning track just left of straightaway center makes the catch for out number three. But the Fighters put together two hits in this inning for their second run of the game, and after seven complete, the Chibolote Marines lead is cut to 8-2. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Katakawa, pitcher for the Marines, has now thrown 100 pitches, through seven innings and carries an 8-2 lead into the eighth. For the Chivalote Marines in the top of the eighth inning, they'll be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Nemoto, Fukuda, and Ortiz. The first pitch by new pitcher Kato is a little low and away. Ball one. The second offering misses outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. The third offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. One strike, two balls to count. To Nemoto, leading off the top of the eighth inning. Kato now on the mound for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Next offering, swung on and a slow bounder going towards second base bag. Yo fields the ball in front of second base bag. Throws to first in time. One away. The Fighters have a number of defensive changes. In left field is Ugumori. Atsushi Ugumori. Kato's first offering to Fukuda. Misses inside. Ball one. Zaletta. Swinging a bat on deck. The second offering, or third offering rather, is called strike one. One strike, two balls. The count to Fukuda. The fourth pitch swung on and lifted to left center field, and it's center fielder Morimoto coming over to make the catch for out number two. Ugumori comes in defensively for left fielder Kudo, batting in Kudo's spot, the number two slot. Zuleta comes up to pinch hit for Ortiz, the designated hitter, and he takes first pitch down the middle for a called strike one. Second offering, called strike two. Two strikes, no balls to Zaletta. Left-handed Kato on the mound, having trouble getting together with catcher Oyama. Calls him to the mound for a short conference. The next pitch in the dirt, taken for ball one. Two strikes and a ball to Zavetta. A fourth offering swung on and grounded to third base. Ibata up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time. And the Marines are down in order for the second time tonight. So, three up, three down in the eighth. And after 7.5, Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 8-2. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Fighters here in the 8th send up the bottom of their order. Yo, Oyama, and Inaba. Yo takes the first pitch low and away. Ball 1. An appeal to the first base umpire says no, he didn't swing. Second offering catches the outside corner. That evens the count up at 1-1. Karakawa on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. Third offering in the dirt outside. Ball 2. One strike, two balls. The 18-year-old Karakawa going right through the Marines' order, or fighters' order rather. Fourth offering swung on, fouled off to the right side, evening the count up at 2-2. Karakawa has not been afraid to throw strikes. 2-2 offering. This is low and away. Full count. Of course, he does that when I say that. His third full count of the night. The next offering swung on and grounded to third base. Imae up with the ball, throws to first in time. One away. That'll bring up catcher Oyama. Except Koyano is swinging a bat. So Koyano, pinch hitting for Oyama, batting 143, 9 for 64, no home runs and 5 RBIs. The first offering catches the outside corner for a called strike. That's not very inspirational for a pinch hitter. Then again, you could look at it as he's due. And he is due as he strokes a base hit to right field. The Fighters get a one-out base runner here in the eighth inning. Down by 6 runs, 8-2. That brings up Inaba. No, not Inaba, Ibata. Ibata came in as a pinch hitter in the sixth inning. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Inada, that's it. Inada, Ibata, Inada, Badata. Inada grounds the ball to short. To second for one, the relay to first, not in time. So Inada just beating out the double play. Keeps the eighth inning going, and we go back to the top of the order in Morimoto. Two-way runner at first base. Morimoto takes first pitch down low for ball one. A second offering swung on and lifted to right field, but a line drive right to Kobe in right. And the side is retired. So the Fighters strand their second base runner of the game here in the eighth. And after eight complete, trail this one by a score of 8-2. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the ninth inning, where the Chibolote Marines, up by a score of 8-2, will be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters. And for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, they're sending Yachiho Hoshino to the mound. The fifth fighter pitcher of record tonight. And Hoshino gets the first pitch over for a called strike one. Hoshino has appeared in 13 games, 1 win, 1 loss, 3.29 ERA. The next offering misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The 1-1 offering swung on and lifted to left field. Ugumori camps under the ball and makes the catch for out number one. That brings up right fielder Kobe, who has grounded out to second twice and struck out twice. First pitch by Hoshino, swung on and lifted to center field. Morimoto trots back a couple of steps and makes the catch for out number two. So that's four pitches to get two outs here in the ninth. And that'll bring up center fielder Hayakawa. Hayakawa, 2-for-4. A home run to right, which started off the scoring in the second inning. Grounded out to second, flown out to left, and hit an infield single up the middle. And he's swinging at the first pitch, grounding it to second. Second baseman Tanaka up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time, and the Marines are down in order here in the ninth. So, two innings in a row, down in order, three innings overall. And after 8.5, the Chibolote Marines take an 8-2 lead to the ninth. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. In to pitch for the Chibolote Marines is Winston Abreu. Abreu? I'm sorry, I have a really hard time with foreign names. And in to left field is Otsuka defensively. First up is Ugumori, who came in defensively for the Fighters, and he swings and misses at Abreu's first offering. Second pitch misses just down low. Ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The A third offering swung on and fouled back to the back screen. Two strikes and a ball. As Abreu just really is firing the ball in there. The next offering swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Second baseman Nemoto goes out. Kobe comes in, and it's center fielder Kobe who makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up second baseman Tanaka. Tanaka 0-3 on the night. Takes first pitch in the dirt. Low and away. Ball one. Abreu's second offering swung on a miss. Strike one. Tanaka did not have the timing down on that one at all. Looking like he swung after the ball was already in the catcher's mitt. Third offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Pitch a little up. Two strikes and a ball to Tanaka. Right-handed Abreu on the mound. Next offering, swung on and lifted to left field. The ball bounces in the warning zone to the fence. And by the time left fielder Otsuka throws it back in, Tanaka is standing on second base with a one-out double. So the Fighters get a runner on and put him in scoring position for Inaba. Inaba, a home run to right and a double to right field. Had the first two and only for the time hits for the Fighters. Takes the first pitch outside, ball one. Abreu's second offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. That evens the count up at 1-1. The next offering swung on, fouled off to the right or left side rather. Two strikes and a ball to Inaba. The Odix Buffaloes scored five in the top of the seventh inning against Toho Kuracton Golden Eagles and have added one more and are still batting in the eighth to take a 6-1 lead at Fukushima. Next offering misses for ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. Abreu comes set. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded to the left side. And Nishioka fails to field the ball. That's going to be an E6. The first error committed by the Marines. Tanaka had no choice but to hold at second base. That was just so out of character for Nishioka. Ball in his glove and out of it. Uh, On the bright side, that does set up the double play. A first offering to Sledge, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Strike one, Sledge batting 243 now. He has a hit and RBI. As he hit a bad hop grounder off of Nishioka's right ear, which scored the runner from second base. Here he hits a comebacker to Abreu, throws to second for one, the relay to first, not in time. Sledge just beats out the relay. So runners now at the corners with two away. And Tanaka coming up next. Tanaka pinch hit for Oda at first base, stayed in the game. Takes first pitch for a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. SoftBank leads the Saitama Cebu Lions 3-2 after 7.5. Next pitch swung on a miss. Strike two. Yakult came up with 3 runs in the bottom of the 4th inning. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike three. Abreu strikes him out on 3 pitches, and the game is over. So, finals for this game. For the Chibolote Marines, they scored 8 runs on 10 hits. They committed 1 error and stranded 8. For the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, it was 2 runs on 5 hits. They also committed an error and stranded 4. All 4 of those coming in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. For Bobby Valentine, he gets a win on his 58th birthday. I'm sure we all wish him a happy birthday. Starter Kadokawa went 8 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while stranding 2. A great outing by the 18-year-old rookie, who is also hero of the game. Go through other scores real quickly. And in Fukushima, Orix adds another run and leads the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 6-1 in the top of the 8th inning. In Miyazaki, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead the Saitama Seibu Lions by a score of 3-2, that after 7.5 innings. At Jingu-Kyujo, the Yakult Swallows and Chunichi Dragons, Yakult leads this one by a score of 3-1, Yakult batting in the bottom of the 7th. Yokohama managed to tie the Giants In the ninth inning, they take a 3-3 tie to the bottom of the 10th. That being played in Nagano. And Hiroshima versus Hanshin in Toyama. There's a final, the only other final we have at this time. Hiroshima scored 4 runs in the 8th inning, taking a 9-1 lead at the time. Allowed 2 runs to Hanshin in the 9th, but that wasn't nearly enough for the Tigers, as Hiroshima defeats them 9-3. Here at Tokyo Dome once again, the Chibolote Marines defeat the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters by a score of 8-2. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening, live and via podcast. Proyaki Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or rebroadcast in whole or in part in any way you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael Westbay, your host, wishing you a good one. Take care.